Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Canine Connection podcast. Lori and I, before we started recording, just started talking about training again. And then we're like, oh, shoot, we should be recording this. This is really interesting. So, you know, the reality is we're always training and we're always learning and we're always trying to figure things out and trying to make things better for our dogs, right? And ultimately, in our case, we're trying to make our dogs more comfortable in the ring with the understanding that what they are doing in our sport, and I'm not saying this isn't true in a lot, in most sports, right? Is that they're being tested. If they're being tested, what? It's hard, right? There's a reason it's hard. It's a test. Therefore, the dogs are struggling to a certain extent, and there is no way around that. So in a perfect world, our vision is that we want the dogs in the ring to be happy and comfortable. And we have a vision of what that would look like, right? So like I have a vision that looks like Zaina, you know, happy-go-lucky, galumping around, hippity-hoppitying, prancy-pantsing, and basically like unconcerned with the judge and with the environment. So that was beyond a struggle for me to get even remotely close to that with Deal. And I don't really think I achieved it till he was like 8. And so basically we started talking about Lori's dog Ever and Zest, my dog Zesty, because they go in the ring and a lot of times they look like they're going to die. Right. And to me, so this is my personal experience, I feel when I watch Zesty, sometimes he looks like I never reinforce him. I never do anything fun with him. Like the way he acts in the ring to me looks like I harass the living shit out of him for fronts and precision, none of which I do, right? Like he'll trot back on a retrieve. When I tell you, I have done thousands of motivational retrieves. In every possible way I could possibly think of from puppyhood on, right? Why is he trotting back? And he just looks slow and worried and flat and unsure. And times that will also lead to him failing, you know, making a mistake because he's all like caught up in his head. Right. So you want to talk about your version of that with Ever?
Yeah. It runs very parallel to that where, you know, the thing is, it's like trait, like when we're trait, like this, we always go back. This is the hardest part, right? Like we always talk about this. And to me, like, this is what I tell all my students. Like, it is the hardest part getting from that, from training into trialing, like into the ring and getting that optimal performance, right? And my thing with Ever is the same thing. Like when I'm training her, if obviously like same thing, we play the games, I make things motivational because we want to make sure that there's enough in the bank. We want to make sure that they're motivated enough to do the thing. We want to make sure that they have great feelings attached to these behaviors we're asking them to do under the circumstances and the environment we're putting them in, the trial environment. And what happens, I feel like, with Ever is I do a bunch of that. And of course, like, she gets totally like zesty. Like, they go fucking nuts. Like, they're totally different in training when we do that. They're fast. They're totally engaged with us. Yeah, confident. I mean, I get barking, I get spins, I get offering. And like, that feels good. Like, we, right? Like that, like, we love that because that's kind of what we want. That's like you said, like, I have this picture in my head. I love whenever looks like that. I love when she's edgy, you know, like that edgy, edgy look to her. But in truth, when I go to the trial, I don't get that. Like, this is the problem. Like, I'll go in and same thing. Like, I'll get it a little bit here and there, but then she worries and it is who she is. Like, she totally cares. This dog cares so much about being right. Like that is like her number one thing is just to absolutely do the right thing. And if she is like you said, like they get in their head about it. Like, if you ever watch ever do articles, you're gonna see she goes out to the pile and she literally like goes from article to article like a poisonous snake's about to freaking bite her in the pile. Like, it is like painful to watch and I hate it. Like, I freaking hate it. So what do I do in training? I motivate. I do games. I've put cookies in the pile. I am always trying to like create it so that she's happier, wants to go out to the pile. But in essence, like, that is who she is. Like, that is actually who she is in life. That is how she is in my house. The dog is not a high arousal dog in life. Like, she literally will be on the couch 24/7. Like, she's not crazy in the house. She's not like, that's just who she is. And she's super careful in the house. Like, she cares about everything in the house. If we raise our voices in the house, she like slinks off. Like, we beat her. We've never beat her. So this is my big thing with Ever right now is that, like, I need to be okay with her being in low arousal. And I also need to learn to train her in low arousal because
that's the thing. So I think what happens is we go, and a lot of people do this, right? And I've been thinking about this with Ever and meaning to like bring it up because it's kind of like for certain dogs, it's almost like we're not consciously, we're using arousal, but we're really masking the underlying issue, right? I realized last year at some point, I was like, okay, this is all great, the stuff I'm doing in training, but this is not how he is in the ring. Like, I need to train him the way he is in the ring.
Exactly.
And then I need to explain to him, when you're in this state, that's okay, but you still need to either push through and, you know, complete the task,
right?
Or run out and run back, for example, right?
Right.
So I said, okay. So I took him to a store and instead of bringing his meal and, you know, doing all these shenanigans, I just brought my usual stuff, warmed him up, did my pretend ring entrance, what I always do, and like started working him. And he was exactly like in the ring, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think there's several reasons for that. One is he, just like Ever, not in life, but he desperately, desperately cares about being right. Doesn't matter that he never gets in trouble for making mistakes or anything like that. It is who he is. It's who Zeal was. Zeal would make a mistake and I didn't even have to say anything because he's already going down a rabbit hole.
Like, yeah, that's Ever.
Yep. Right? So I would never say to him, like, you're wrong. With Zest, like, it's who he is. That's his personality. They don't want to be wrong. Okay, which means they're trying really hard. Well, what happens as a human when we try really hard? Well, we concentrate really hard, and then we tend to slow down, right? Now add in distractions. So if we were recording this podcast like at Starbucks, I'm already concentrating hard. I would have to concentrate so much harder. I would probably be talking slower. I would lose train of my thought because it's distracting, right?
Right, right.
So part of what happens with Zest is like, and if you think about it, is he's basically doing calculus in a distracting mm-hmm. environment, right? And so is Ever. So now they really care about being right. They don't want to be wrong. There's stuff going on around them. They're like, oh God, I have to tune it out. Maybe they're not, maybe they're worried about it, maybe they're not, but either way, they have to think extra hard, mm-hmm. which is going to slow them down, right? And then I think what had happened was, like, I'm rehearsing so much in a different arousal state that I'm really not rehearsing and giving him information in the state that he is in when Correct. He's in a trial.
Correct.
Well, instead of in that moment when he starts to get flat or whatever you want to call it, I really shouldn't even label it, when he gets the way I don't like him to be, which, because maybe he's not even being flat. Maybe it's just a matter of like intense concentration, right?
Right.
That's where I have to give him information.
Right.
This is where I have to say to him, good job, buddy. That's correct. Even though yeah. there's this little piece inside me that's like, oh, I freaking hate that. I wish he did it faster, whatever. That like evil monster inside me, right? So, and that doesn't mean that I'm still not on some level striving for that, but I just need to approach it very differently. And in the meantime, and maybe forever, who knows, I have to accept who he is and that this is how he works when he's in this situation specifically. So yeah. when he's in that situation working like that, that's when I'm saying to him, okay, buddy, that was good. Or, oh, buddy, that's not correct. Let's try that again. I don't care if it's not fast, but it has to be correct.
Right.
So now I'm working him in the state that he is actually in.
Right.
And now, does that mean I never do play or toys or food? No. Does that mean I wasn't in my garage the other day doing like playing around with like doing steady, like silence to explosion and blah, 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 whatever. Yep. I was. Will that stuff work at some point? Possibly. Right. Why? It's why I'm endlessly tinkering, because I always want to see, can I figure it out? But
right.
at the end of the day, I've been thinking an enormous amount about the fact that like there is nothing wrong. I have to
right.
stop in my head defining him trotting back as being wrong.
Right. And that's the same boat I've been in with Ever. And it was so crazy because I had been in Syracuse last weekend and I was going through all this with Ever. Like it was like this roller coaster ride of 3 days of trialing with her. And like I was like, you know, it's good, it's not good, it's good, it's not going good. Like it was horrible. And then driving home, I'm just like, I didn't, because you were like, how's it going? What's going on? And a couple other people. And I was like, I don't even know how to answer, because I was like, I need to figure this out. Like there is a way to fix this with this dog. Like, not that I'm looking for like the magic pill, but I'm like, I'm doing something wrong. Like I'm approaching this incorrectly. And so I drove 4 hours thinking about it, going back with all the things. And then I came to the conclusion at the end of my ride, and I was just like, I have to be okay with her operating like that. And I need to, like you said, like I need to like train her when she's like that. Like I need to train her in those moments to try to like be able to work through it, like, so that in the ring I can work through it. Because what happens with Ever is, like, she'll start to get worried. Like, literally, I can see it on her face. Like, and I can't help but get annoyed in my head. Like, it's in my head. I can't help it. I'm like, oh, God. Or I start to panic. Like, it's hard not to go there. And then I would be like, all right, I would try to bring her up. Like, let me try to bring her up. Let me try to bring her up. Sometimes that would work and I would get her to come up a little bit, but, or she'd come up and bark at me. So that was an issue because that's what happens in training. Like, I get her up and we bark and we go crazy and we bark, but I can't have her barking in the ring. So I'm just trying to figure out, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, I'm trying to find that optimal balance, you know. So the other day, so I got home.
Well, hold on. Let me just backtrack for a second. Because what you told me earlier, which I think is super important, is that tell them what you've been doing with her since the classic. Because if you really think about it,
yeah, right.
Training, but it's nothing like in the ring.
Right, nothing. So since I've been home from the classic, like, absentmindedly not paying attention. And this was like when I was like driving home from Syracuse, I'm like, you're a fucking dumbass. Like, everything you've been doing for the past 4 weeks since the classic has been nothing but stupid jackpot motivational games. Like, literally. Not paying attention enough to making sure that I'm mindfully putting in like formal picture. You know, I've just been doing tons of motivational stuff. So then I go to Syracuse and like, that's the thing. Like, I can't get her. We do tons of stuff in our training where she's spinning and barking. And then like she'll do something great. And I'm like, yes. You know how we are, like when we're doing motivational training, like, well, we can't fucking do that at the trial, right? So,
well, it's different, but also, like, some dogs can't concentrate in that state of arousal, right?
Right.
So, like,
right.
Zeal, when he was learning, I used to try and make him, because that's how we did it back in the day, right? You teach everything fast, because if you don't teach it fast, they're going to be slow. And Zeal was like, nope, can't do it. Nope, can't do it. Like, he refused. He's like, I cannot learn in that state. And I remember, I don't know, I may have said this on the podcast before. Like, I was at a store once doing signals, and they were so hard for Zest back in the day. Like, so hard because he hated being out there by himself. So I'm like, tugging. And then I'm like, let's do signals. And then he did it. And I'm like, toy. And he's like, no, I don't want the toy. Why don't you want the toy? And he's like, nope, I don't want the toy. And yeah. I'm like, shit, is he sick? Like, are you okay? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. And he's like, nope, I'm good. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, all right, let me do another rep and see if I think he's like not feeling good. Like, what's going on? Does the rep beautifully? I go, yes. He wanted food because he's in lower arousal with food. And he's like, I cannot do this activity that is so hard for me and requires so much concentration and effort. I can't do it in high arousal. So like when you were saying how in the ring, because I had this with Zeal, and it's the same with Zest. He goes flat and I start going, come up. And he's like, nope, not coming up, can't do it. And then I'm like, shit. Right. And then what I did with Zeal, I learned was I did something that's completely counterintuitive, which is he would get nervous and I would give him my calm cue. Say what? He would be flat and nervous. Well, the calm cue was actually reassuring and he's anxious. So it was helping control his anxiety. Mm-hmm. Right. And I was basically was saying to him, it's all right, buddy. You're fine. I got you. You're good, dude. You're fine. And it worked like a freaking charm. Right.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing with Ever. Like, because when she goes down like that, I know she then goes, oh, God, I know I'm not supposed to be acting like this, because I'm sure she's felt my annoyance and like aggravation with that. And it just makes everything worse with her. So now I am giving her, like, this is what I'm like starting to put in my training. Like, when she starts to look a little worried, right? I am like, you know, we're trying all different kinds of things. Like, this is what we do. We got to, you know, this is what we do in training, right? So I'm like, I bend down to her and I like pet her, and she is like, fucking thank fucking God. Like, I like the relief on this dog, just for me to bend down for that quick second and just pet her and let her go through my legs. I can feel she's like, thank fucking God. And then I go, okay, set up. And she's like, okay, good, I'm ready now. Like, it's been, I don't know if it's going to hold up. I'm trialing tomorrow, so I'm going to let y'all fucking know. But
you're telling her it's okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, and so, in essence, I do think sometimes, like, even though I'm saying, Zesty, bounce, bounce, like, to him, there's probably, like, a little bit of, there could be some pressure in there that he's feeling. Whether or not we intend it or not, they could be feeling pressure. And then they feel, then that's a negative thing to them, right?
Versus, well, especially these dogs, because they care so much about being right. So if he can't bounce in the moment, he's going to go, oh, fuck, I can't do it. Right. Oh, fuck, I'm making a mistake again.
We're saying, it's okay. You're fine. Yeah. You're doing a good job. It's all good. Let's just keep going, right? And move on.
Exactly.
And, you know, look, will it work tomorrow? Maybe, maybe not, because you just started doing that, right?
Right.
Like, we have to be fair and say, okay, like, maybe it will work right away, but maybe we just need more time to put that
in
training and make that part of a chain, right? Because, like what I found with Zest at the time too was, when the chain was a little longer, he would start to get worried. Like, oh God, am I doing everything okay? Am I doing everything right? And I would just have to be like, yeah, buddy, you're doing good, really good. You know, you're okay. Sometimes they just need us to just say, it's all good. You're fine. Let's keep going, right?
Yep.
Rather than us trying so hard to say, come on, bounce, you know, whatever cues we use to get them up, because we want them up. And I, you know, these dogs may or may not ever be those super flashy dogs that look like they're having a blast in the ring, not because they're necessarily miserable, but because they're trying so hard.
Right.
They're trying so hard. And it doesn't matter, like, how much I set my training up so that they're successful and that they're right and that I'm building confidence and we're like, you're great, you're doing amazing. Like, I do think, like, over time, I do see Zesty getting better over time, right? But, like, at some point, I just have to be like, it's okay. Like, you know, you trot it back from your articles, it's fine. Like, it's fine. Because I want you to run and then bounce and then your ears to be like, this is how you do it, you know, in this environment. And again, it's not like we're not going to keep trying to motivate and keep it fun and blah, blah, blah. But, and there's also, like I said, there's value to them because we were taught back in the day, and that's still kind of a thing, right? Because again, yay, social media, right? All you see, you don't see videos of dogs doing workman-like work, right? Mm-hmm. You see dogs flying fast, throwing themselves to the ground, leaping into a stand, spinning, jumping. That's sexy. It's fancy. And then everybody feels like if we don't have that, we're failing.
Right.
Like, our dog sucks. It's sucky. Like, I just went through this with a student. It's not the first time, right? She has a dog very similar to Zesty. Cares this poor woman turns herself inside out for a happy dog, right? And the dog's very serious and it's very thoughtful and it does not want to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And all she's doing in a way, inadvertently, is muddying the waters for the dog, right? Mm-hmm. And making herself so frustrated because you feel like a failure because you're not making your dog, quote unquote, happy.
Happy.
The reality is, based on the breed, based on the dog's personality, based on who this dog is, it is doing the best it can.
Right.
And that is the way it looks, and it's not wrong. And it doesn't mean the dog is unhappy or the dog is miserable or she's a bad trainer or the training's not fun. That's just who the dog is.
Who that dog is. Yeah. Yeah. That is. And there are. I mean, there is. I mean, there's a couple dogs out there, one in particular, you know, that's got like literally like Och 37 on it. And if you, and the dog like is just clocks around the ring and wins because it just does its job and it's not flashy and it's not fast, you know, and that's just who the dog is. Like, that's just who the dog is.
And I think it's our reading too. It's like in our mind, we have, I know I do, I'll speak for myself. I have an image that, if my dog is, this is how my dog looks when it's quote unquote happy. And that's how I want it to look in the ring.
Yep.
If it doesn't look like that, it is unhappy. Therefore, I failed. But maybe my dog is not unhappy. Maybe my dog is just no different than when I'm in the ring and I look pissed off. I'm not.
I know you're not.
But try to convince other people of that. I'm sure they wouldn't believe it because that is absolutely how I look when I'm concentrating really hard.
Really hard.
Right? So maybe part of this is we're misinterpreting. Like, we have created this absolute happy, not happy.
And that's the thing. Like, so when I'm standing there and I see Ever out there at the article pile, right? And she's like, literally, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, literally tiptoeing through the pile. Like, she's working. She goes to each one. Like, it is so painfully slow. And I'm in my head, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it's hard not to, but like the past couple days, I sent her out to her articles and I'm just like, this is how my dog sends her articles. Mm-hmm. This is how she works her articles. Will it get better? Maybe. But as long as she does her job and brings it back and this is how she does it, it's fine. Like, that's what, you know, like, these are the things I'm trying to get in my head. And I can't like exude any of those emotions because she's going to pick up on it. Like, the dog reads my face. Like the second she comes back for brunch, she's looking at me and I can tell, like, she's scanning for any sort of like emotional disappointment in my face.
Yeah. So it's like, it's just a mind shift, right? And it's
a mind
shift. Hard. Like, it's really hard. And I do think, like, with the whole arousal thing too, like, a lot of times we're trying so hard. And I see a lot of people do this, like, the minute they see something that they don't like with their dog, or they're not sure with their dog, or the dog looks slightly uncomfortable, grab the toy, make the dog frantic. And
yep. Then,
but in essence, I think what we're a lot of times doing is we're just masking what's underneath it. We're not really addressing
exactly,
and we're not meeting the dog where the dog is. We're trying to force the dog to be something and do something that they're not comfortable doing. So the irony is, in our attempt to make the dog happy and comfortable, we're probably making it uncomfortable,
right? Right. And that's what causes like the failure, like for real.
God.
It is. It does. Like, that's what I like. That's what's going on right now with Ever and I. Like, that's what I'm trying to work through for sure. And like all the things, you know, and that's the thing, like, you know, even when like, so the past couple of days of training, like, I'm trying to also like do everything. I want to like replicate so much that like all of my, I want to be able to tell her how right and how good she's being in a legal way and in a bridge version of it where I don't have, I can't use a reinforcer. You know what I mean? Like, that's my other thing is like my new thing is like, I'm doing this like, wow. Like, that's like that. Remember we talked about that, like coming up with a word.
Wow. As a gambling cue or whatever.
Yeah. And that, like, that really has helped. I mean, in the past 3 or 4 days even. And being able to, like, tell her you're on the right track. It doesn't matter that you were a little slow. You're doing fine. And she's like, I'm seeing, like, this dog is like, oh, God, thank God. Thank God you're okay with that. I think she was like, that's what's like half our problem was like she was interpreting when she went down like that, then she was attaching like, I must be this is wrong. And that's when like it would just go spiral downward. And that's when we'll fail an exercise. Because
instinct is, come on, come up, bring the dog up, bring the dog up. Our instinct is not to say, good dog. That's it. You're fine. Wait, what do you mean you're fine? You just did that slow as molasses. I hated it. Right?
Right.
So, no, like, it's good dog. That was really good. Good job. Let's go. Like, so, maybe that's, it can, doesn't have to be any more complicated than that, right? That's what I did with Zeal at the end when I finally figured it all out. I would just look down, exercise finish, and I would just go, good boy.
Yeah.
Good boy. Right. And like hold his head. And then I'd move to the next position. If I sat him down and he was like, I just squeeze his head and I'd go, good.
Yeah.
Good dog. And even Zaina, sometimes I'll see in her face, she's like, she gets a little worried or stressy. Something all of a sudden bothers her. Mm-hmm. Right. And in that moment, I used to do all this other stuff. And no, I just go, good girl. Good. Boom. It's fascinating. She instantly slaps out of it.
Yeah. Like, because they're like, oh, good. Thank God. Like,
yeah,
that's
a go, good girl. Good girl. Literally, that is all I do. And she goes, oh, okay. And then boom, she's back and off we go. And I continue on as if nothing ever happened. Right. So, that's what I think. And that's what I did with Zeal. Zesty, like I showed a couple times or whatever. So the first class, you know, I hated. And then the second class, I was like, all right, stop trying so hard, just whatever. And I was just like, right here, good boy. That's it. That's all we did. Right here, pay attention, good boy. Right. Mm-hmm. Because the other tricky thing is with Zesty, he looks like he's going to die in two separate scenarios. One, when he's trying so hard that smoke's coming out of his ears. And the other, though, is if he's distracted and kind of not giving me as much effort to ignore the distractions as he should. Mm-hmm. But in that situation, like, I never interpret it as that because I'm like, oh, poor dog. Oh, are you okay, buddy? Oh, God. You know, and sometimes I just need to be like, dude, leave that alone. Pay attention. And then he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, really? You just faked me out. Like, you totally tricked me. Right. So, but I don't even have to do anything crazy with him because, again, at the end of the day, he wants to be right. Right. So I just go, right here, pay attention. And then I go, good, that's it. And then that's what I did the second class and the last and the next day. It wasn't the exact, whatever, the next time I went in the ring. And it was night and day better, right? And did he run back on every single exercise? No. Do I wish he did? Yes. Do I accept that he didn't? Yes. Right? Did I go back and look at my videos? And you know what? Zeal trotted some back sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. Tyler always trotted back from articles in part, and I think he trotted to them too because he was so big and the article was never that far.
Yeah, and like why bother?
It never crossed my mind like, oh, I wish he would run, right? Like, but at some point I decided the dog should run and the dog, like, and same with the articles, like Zesty. I mean, I started doing nose work with him. He is a machine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fascinating. Does he do his articles like that? No. I'm like, right. Dude, what are you doing? Sniff each, same like ever, sniff each article. I'm like, you don't need to do that. Right? I've done thousands of games, like a million things. He goes in the ring, runs sometimes trots out, does his articles. I'm like, oh my God, trots back. Right? So maybe that's how he'll do his articles forever. And maybe I just have to accept that. Like, he doesn't do them wrong. He doesn't pick up the wrong article. He doesn't fumble. He does nothing wrong, right? Like, there's nothing scorable in what he's doing. It's just, like, and so I stopped taking pressure off that. Like, you know, I have to mentally take pressure off myself and him. I have to stop in the ring. I have to just be like, good boy, that's good.
Yeah.
Regardless. In training, sure, I can still try, but maybe it'll change down the road. Maybe it won't, right?
Right,
but either
right.
way, it's not, I think the big takeaway is it's not that he's miserable or unhappy or that we're failing as trainers because we care that our dogs, whether or not our dogs are happy, right? Sometimes it's just who the dog is.
I think so too. I think that's a big piece of it because I think, you know, we inadvertently put the pressure on when we want it to be a certain way. And then we get like a little bit of, you know, that like obsession thing going where like, I can figure this out. I can make it faster. What else can I do? What solution is out there to make the dog run out, run back? And, you know, absentmindedly, we're just kind of putting added pressure on, you know? Like I, even today, like I trained Ever and I like had two sets of piles of articles out. So I would go, I went and did two articles, normal stuff, you know, her normal trotted out, ears back, did her little dainty sniff, 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 grabs the article. And like, she picks the article up. Like she doesn't even fly back. Like she picks it up. Like there's always a second of like, oh my God, is she going to fucking come back? Mm-hmm. And then she does. And she trots back, hits her front. I take it, finish, boom. Like nothing is scorable about it. But of course, like in our heads, we're like, oh my God, the dog. And I've literally been at trials and people come out, they're like, what's up with your articles? And I'm like, I've never corrected the dog in an article pile. Like, I don't know what to say.
That's the thing, right? Like, we've never corrected them. We don't get on their case. We don't harass them. We don't harass them for fronts. Like, we do everything motivational.
Yeah.
And I think part of it then, like, well, I know for me, that's part of it. I'll be in the ring and I'm like, people are going to think, like, what the hell? Like, I beat my dog or that I harassed the shit out of my dog or, you know, and I'm like, and it's like, I have to stop thinking like that. Like,
yeah.
I just have to think
it's
about
who they are. It's who they are.
My dog. And how is this dog working? And like, even in training, like, it's so crazy. Like, thank God, like the two people I train with now, like once or twice a week, like, I don't know, the other day I was healing and I'm like, is his head high enough? I need to get his head higher. And they both go, his head is very high. And I go, okay, I'm being crazy. Like, that was the way of saying, like,
don't.
You're going off the cliff, right? So, and I said to them, and because I feel like I'm like, okay, I acknowledge out loud, I have a problem. Like, I'm always like, can it be better? Can I do more?
Right.
So they hold me accountable, right?
That's good.
It's fine. Like, it's okay. Like, My dog runs to the go out at a trail, canters like all the way out. No hint of slowing down, no hint of anticipation. And I'm like, is that fast enough? Like, is he going to start slowing down? I got, my God, like, stop.
I know. And, you know, I was thinking, like, I don't know. I did our article today, and then I went and did some other stuff, and then I went to the other pile. And the whole time I'm like, every time she did one, I'm like, that was so good, buddy. Wow. Leaned down, rubbed her. She was like, oh, really? Oh, good. Like, all right. So by the time I got to my like third or fourth article, she was going out. Like, I could see like the weight was lifted off this dog. She's trotting out. Like, was she fast? No. But I could just tell she was like, her tail wagged a little bit, went out. Immediately found it, picked it up, trotted back super happy. And I feel like it's like the same, like, I feel like they feel it from us. Like, it'd be like you walking in the room and I told you to like to go like clean something and I'm like watching you do it and you turn around, you're like, why the fuck are you watching me like that? Am I doing it wrong? Like, we do to them.
Yeah. And
you know
I think
mean?
It, right. Yeah, they read that. But
I also
think that sometimes we're trying too hard. Like maybe she, right? Maybe to her, you just calmly saying, good girl, that was really nice. Maybe that's more reinforcing to her than you going, yes, and whipping out the tool and putting her into a frenzy, or
blowing
the cookies. Maybe she doesn't find that as reinforcing as you just calmly saying to her, wow, Ever, that was really good, right? Like, because we get so caught up in our head that this is what dogs find reinforcing. But again, all dogs are not the same. Like I had a student once. It was the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. And same thing. She had a dog, like it was just worry, 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 right? She's very much like us, very, you know, like high energy. So she would do something with the dog and she'd go, yes, good girl, blah, 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 blah. And the dog would go, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. So sends me the videos, right? I go, all right. I go, I want you to praise her in silence. What do you mean in silence? In silence. Well, what do I do? And then people think they have to do like cartwheels and stuff. I go, nope. Act exactly the same way as you would when you're talking. Just say the words in your head. Don't talk. Don't do anything different. Just don't talk. Night and freaking day. Unbelievable difference. Immediate. Not like after a few sessions, like immediate.
Yeah.
Like so happy, so relaxed, so responded completely different. So this whole time, she thinks she's reinforcing the dog. She's actually doing something the dog finds averse, like not necessarily averse, but uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? And she does something completely toned down. And the dog's like, oh, I love this. And the dog read that as praise. So I do that a fair amount now because I feel like people try so hard. And then that comes across as pitchy and pressure.
Yeah.
And so no, do it in silence. And for a fair number of dogs, I shouldn't say fair, like quite a large number of dogs, that makes a very significant difference.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing in Ever too. Cause I'm like, I used to be like, yes, you know, bounce, blah, blah, blah. And like, she'd get high. She would like react to it. But I don't know, like now that I'm like doing this, like that was so good. What a good girl. And I bend down and I put my hands on her. She gets all gooey and loves that. Like I can just tell, like she loves it, like loves it, loves it, loves it. And then like, I'm like, ready, buddy, let's go set up. And she's like, okay, I'm ready. Again, I don't know if this is going to hold up, but I'm definitely trying it because I'm feeling like she likes that so much better. She's finding like relief in it. She's finding that to be that communication of like, oh, everything's good. I'm doing okay. She just is feeling so much better by that. So,
well, it may just take some time because you're changing the picture, right?
Totally.
Like, and but you're so she's like, oh, we go in the ring and it's like this, and now you're changing it. So sometimes, depending on the dogs, if they're literal, they'll get a little confused, like, wait, I'm not sure what's happening here. Like, it's different. Doesn't mean it's not going to work down the road. It may not work right away, or maybe you'll see, maybe it will, like, who knows, right? But because I do see, like, a lot of times with people, they try something and then it doesn't work right away. And they're like, it didn't work. Like, I had this great, I told her, I really wish you would write a blog about it. One of my students, it's actually the same student I just talked about with this dog that was really nervous. And anyway, she had recently shown me a recent video of her at a trial. And I was like, holy, it was stunning, the difference in the dog, right? And I said, well, what did you do that was different? Well, she did a whole list of things. Like, it, you know, I was thinking like, oh, she's going to tell me I did X thing. Oh, no. It was a long list of things. And some of them she started like a year, she had been working on for over a year, right?
Wow.
So all these things together worked profoundly, but there it wasn't a quick fix, right? And I was like, this is such a good lesson that she's coming at it from a bunch of different angles. B, she's being creative and thinking outside the box. C, she's taking things and not just giving up on them. She's like, nope, I'm going to slowly, carefully work on this over a long period of time. You know, to see if I can change the impact. And so it was just like such a good email. Like the whole thing, I was like, this is dog training in a nutshell, right? Like,
totally.
Where you have to come at it from a bunch of different ways. You have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to try all these different things and try them over a long period of time and not just throw it out the window right away because it didn't work.
Right. Yeah. Well, that, you know, and that's my thing. Like even this weekend, like tomorrow, like I'm going, what is today? Where are we? Friday? Yeah. Tomorrow I'm trialing. So it's like, I don't care about anything else. Like I'm going to like, I want to work through some of this. Like I just trialed Ever last weekend in a 3-day trial. And I'm going to use this day as just, I want to work through some of this stuff. I want to see if I can like, see if I can help her in the ring with this new thing I'm doing. And I'm fine with whatever happens. Like I'm totally fine with it. So I'm willing to take time with it. Like I'm willing to see, like if it doesn't work, if it didn't hold up. I mean, literally, I've only been doing it for this week since I've been back.
That's what I mean.
I'm going to keep going. In the next trial, I'm going to do the same thing. Like, I am seeing it in training. Like, I'm seeing it definitely work in training. So I got to give it time, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's so much here, and it's all just really important. Like, and I just wrote a blog on it too, because, you know, I think so many people struggle with this, with like expectations that we put on ourselves, that stuff we see on social media, stuff like people say, you know, this, and then just, you know, different breeds. Like, I told this story in the blog, like, so my first lab that I competed with was a breed lab, right? And so I knew nothing, and so I was teaching this dog a drop-on recall, right? And like, I'm in class, this is decades ago, and they're like, why are you unhappy with that drop? I'm like, because I want him to drop like that border collie. Okay, physically, a clunky lab, it cannot drop like a border collie. Like, border collies are bred to just be standing and just go flip down to the ground.
Yeah.
And they laughed at me, and which, you know, maybe wasn't the nice thing, but, and they were like, what, like, you basically, like, you knucklehead, like, it doesn't work like that. You have a breed lab, right? So, like, every dog, every breed is not going to be able to work, like, running fast, doing this, you know, I mean, picking the dumbbell up, flipping around and flying back, like, you know, so it's certain breeds and it's certain personalities, which is not to make it an excuse like, oh, well, my dog can't do that.
Right.
It doesn't mean we shouldn't keep trying.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, we may have to look at this dog that's in front of us in this moment and be like, this is how this dog works. When they're working to the best of their ability.
Right.
And that's not a reflection of us or our training or the dog in a negative way, like that they're not trying, you know, because, you know, people, one or two people have said, well, Zessie's not putting enough effort in, you know, and I think it's the opposite. I'm like, dude, just freaking relax. Would you just relax already? Like,
right.
He's trying too hard. He's putting too much, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and it's a never-ending process.
It's a never-ending process. It isn't, you know. But I think this was a great conversation to have because, and it was funny because literally I was driving, like when I got home, and then I don't even know when you posted that post about Zesty. I was like, oh my God, like that is freaking crazy. Cause that was like, like the conclusion I came to driving home from Syracuse.
Yeah. Well, we started talking about it before the podcast, just you and me talking. And then we're like, wait, we should be recording this because this is like,
yeah, needs to be.
Yeah. And it's something that I think, you know, so unless you have that, you know, like Zaina, because she doesn't care about the environment. She doesn't care about the judge and she doesn't care if she's wrong. Right. So that brings it with it its own set of challenges. But like, that's why she looks so happy. Like we do all these distraction things, these super hard challenges, right? And we set it up and we're all like, oh, this is hard. And then I get Zaina out and everybody almost simultaneously before I even start says the same thing. She's not going to care. Yeah. And we do it and she does not care one iota. Like she thinks it's hilarious. She's like, yeah, you stupid humans. Idiots. Like you can't mess me up. Like I know what to do. Yeah. All the other dogs are like, oh, okay. Can't look, can't do that. Or, oh, no, she's just like, oh, this is hilarious. Like, oh, look, you guys put that in the pile. You think you're so clever, right? Because she doesn't fucking care.
She doesn't care. She doesn't. And there's dogs like that. There are some dogs like that.
And there are some dogs that are just happy-go-lucky that may, and maybe they do care, but not like it doesn't make them kind of flat, right? They're just like, okay, la 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 la, like
right,
that's who they are, you know, right. And I mean I've seen dogs that you know, where I'm like, that trainer, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but like doesn't do a lot of motivational stuff, just like trains pretty basic. And the happy dog's like, la, 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 la. Oh, this is fun in the ring. And there's a part of you that like wants to pull your hair out, right? But it's the personality.
It is.
It's who that dog is, right?
It is. Yeah, it is. And I really think, I mean, I think like the dog, like those, the dog, I mean, we've talked about this too. Like dogs, those independent dogs that really don't give a shit. Like those are the dogs that like even in your pet life don't give a shit, Zaina. I mean, that, you know what I mean? Like those are the dogs that may also, like they don't care enough to really be precise all the time. You know what I mean? Like that comes with those kinds of dogs. Like you've talked about that. Like the dog is animated, she's happy, she's fast, but there's times where she's just like, eh, good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just said it yesterday in training, right? My one training partner, she's like, she looks at me like, because we were doing all this hard stuff and Zaina's like, yeah. Happy as a clam, right? And she looks at me and she goes, it really is a shame. That's all she said, because she knows, right? And I know. Because what she meant is it's such a shame that she doesn't really care.
Yeah.
Or like she'll care for like 95% of the class and then she'll just be like, oh, what's over there?
Yeah.
And or, you know, whatever. And she's like, because she would be like, she would be unbeatable. If she even cared like a little bit, she would be unbeatable.
Right.
She would be freaking amazing because she's like come around to being pretty darn good. Like, I'm not trying to constantly throw shade on her. Like, she's been working unbelievably well, right?
She has.
But it's just like hilarious. Like, and I said to her, I said, you know what? A couple of years ago, I said, I accepted who she is. I said, and I'm glad I have because it's made our relationship so much better. I don't get frustrated.
Well, that's going to be the same with you and Zesty. It's the same thing.
I don't get upset with her anymore because like, this is who she is. And for who she is giving me her best effort and then some. Because quite frankly, leave it up to her. She'd be doing everything with artistic interpretation. Like, I think this exercise would be better if I did it this way. Don't you agree? And she would look out at the audience waiting for them to applaud for her. Right. But so she's working beyond her natural ability in my mind, right? Just like at some point in Zeal's career, I accepted who he was, right? And that's where I'm coming around with Zesty, where I'm like,
same.
This is who he is, right? And just because in life, like when I hike him, he's a raving lunatic, and I'm like, can he be like that?
Right.
This is who he is, and this is how he works, and this is he's giving me the very best he can. And I think more really, I have to be honest, I get more frustrated with myself, not with the dog. I feel like I'm failing, like I'm doing something wrong, like I'm not a good enough trainer, like there's something wrong with me that I can't figure it out, that I can't make this dog faster, that I can't make this dog quote unquote happier, more relaxed, that I can achieve that end picture. So really, at the end of the day, it's all me. It's me being upset with me for not being able to achieve what I want to achieve, when really I should just be like, I am doing the best I can, and he's doing the best he can, and that's just what it is.
Yeah. That's exactly, that's, you know, and I think when we can kind of get our mind shifted in that direction, I think that it's going to just get better. I do. I really do.
And
that takes the pressure off, you know, so maybe that's just how the dog's going to work from here on out. And they work successfully like that, you know? Yeah. I mean, look what Zesty's accomplished. I mean, that's crazy. The freaking dog is like unbelievable. So that has to be taken into account. You know what I mean? It's not like you have a dog that looks like sometimes he's not as fast and flashy or confident looking in the ring, but he's doing his job to like the standard of winning national freaking tournaments. Like that says a lot. You know what I mean?
No, I know. And I don't want people to think like, oh, it's like, you're never happy. Like the people that really, really know me get it. It's not that I'm not happy with what he's accomplished or what he's done or what he's doing or any of that. It's that thing of like, where I want, my end goal is that I want a dog in the ring that's happy and that looks happy and relaxed and confident. But I think that what I'm learning is that like, it doesn't even mean he's not confident. You know what I'm saying? Like it just means like he's being thoughtful or careful or whatever. So it's just me being so obsessed with, oh God, the poor dog. Yep. Oh God, I don't want him to be happy. I don't unhappy. Like I love this dog so much. Like sometimes I can't even talk about how much I love him because I start to cry. I get like,
That's how like, I get though.
As a person, see, this is what I'm saying. As a person, like he, just everything about this dog. Forget what he does in the ring. Like I love him. He loves me. Like it's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't trade him for anything under the sun. And I'm happy with him, with how he works, no matter what. Like it's I, because of that, I don't, and I went through the same thing with Zaina. There was a long period where she was, where she looked miserable in the ring, and she was worried and stressed. And like, I had to figure a lot of stuff out with her. And I hated that just as much because I love them and I don't want them to be unhappy.
Right.
In the ring, you know? But I think what I'm realizing is that it's that what I'm interpreting as unhappy is not necessarily unhappy.
Right. Right. I agree. Because I think, you know, I think that when you talked about that time you were in the store with the whole tug thing and the arousal, I think that's a thing. Like what arousal state are they, do they need to be working in to be optimal? You know what I mean? That could be different for every dog. Like Ever looks like she's slinking around, but that a lot of that just could be where she's at with her operating arousal state to be effectively and efficiently working. Does it look great? No. Is it her optimal? I don't know. Could we make it better? Maybe. But I have to be okay with some of what I'm, you know, I don't know. Like, yeah, that's what my point is. Is like,
she's doing the best she can.
Exactly.
For who she is at that moment in time.
Right.
And again, it's that whole thing where you're like, but oh my God, like, I do, like, because I know how you train. You do so much motivation, so much confidence building for years. Mm-hmm. And then we get that in the ring and then we feel like we're failing again. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, what are we doing wrong? You know? And like, maybe part of it is maybe we're trying too hard. You know, maybe we shouldn't be doing that much drive building per se. Cause I will say like sometimes with Ever, when she gets high, she sounds a little frantic to me. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like frenetic, happy high, but like anxious high. With Zesty, sometimes he'll tug with aggression. And sometimes I'm like, come on, buddy, tug. Like I'm coercing him into tugging. And then I stopped doing that. I was like, all right, you know what? You don't want to tug? Fine. We're not going to tug. Like, we're not going to tug. I'll use food. You like food. You work great for food. I'll use food. You know, and then sometimes he's like, toy. And he tugs like a lunatic. So I have to let him make that choice, right? Like, mm-hmm. I have to stop trying to be like, I want you to tug. And I want you to tug more because I want more arousal because I want you to work faster. Well, now I'm not being a good teammate. I'm not listening. He's saying, for whatever reason, at that moment, on that day, doing whatever I'm doing with him, that he doesn't want to tug.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So that, you know, finally, I'm like, okay, like, well, I have in the past bailed on that and did food, but it would always bother me because there's this part of me that's like, you're failing because you haven't made his tug drive strong enough, or you're bailing and just, you know, caving and giving him food or whatever. But I've been watching it more and more carefully. And it's just like, I think sometimes he's like, no, I can't do my work
when I get in that state.
In that arousal state, you know, right. Or right. For whatever reason, he's like, I would rather have food as a reinforcer.
Right.
At right now than that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that's something I'm doing with Stormy too, because she is, that dog is high arousal. She lives in high arousal 24/7. Mm-hmm. And I got to watch the, like, she wants the toy. Like, that is her biggest, that's her ultimate reinforcer. But I can't use that reinforcer all the time because she can't think and she makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. When she's like that.
Yeah.
So I use the food because the food actually is a lower, it causes her to come down. Actually, the reinforcers keeps her in a more manageable arousal state. So there's something to be said with that for sure.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we decided to record this. No, because yeah. I think it's really good. Like, and honestly, it's good for me. It's good for me to just like, hash that out, right? Like, which is why we started talking about it before we started recording, because we need to talk things through and hash things out and constantly work on, you know, having a better understanding of our dogs and what we're trying to do, recognize like what, like, I always have to recognize my weaknesses, right? Like, or my tendencies and rein them in, right?
Yeah.
Or adjust them or modify them.
Yeah. Or be able to look at it from a different angle, you know, like that's a big one. And that was my whole thing. Like driving home, I'm just like, I got to look at this from every other side. Like what is going on? What, you know, like that's the big thing. Like, and that's just figuring out training stuff. It's never ending, never ending,
never ending. And then you get another dog and you think like, I've had so many different dogs. Surely by now I have the answer. And then the next dog is completely different. And then you have a whole nother different set of challenges.
Yeah.
And you're back to square one.
Yeah. That's true.
That's why I don't know how as a trainer you could ever have a big ego, because I sure as heck don't, because
I don't either. Oh my god.
Is keep like knocking me down like, lady, you don't know anything. Like, you think you know? No. You don't know.
And it's hard. Like, there's, you know, like it can get like where you're just feeling like, oh my god, what is wrong with me as a dog trainer? Like, you can easily go there, but you know, that's just why also, I love doing it.
Because we're trying, you know, because we really care about our dog's like emotional state and their headspace and all that. We're not just like, I don't care what you look like or how you do it, just do it and get it done. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we care, and sometimes maybe we care a little bit too much. we go over the cliff, and then we have to like rein ourselves back in.
Yeah.
And it's a never ending process. But anyway. All right. This was good. Thanks, everybody. Thanks again, everybody that comes up and mentions that they listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Really that.
Yeah.
And they tell us, like, you know, they're telling other people about it. So I wanted to say thank you to everybody for that. We really appreciate it. And that's it for today. So
yeah. Happy training. Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.